This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Obama is in Europe today, calling on Congress to spend up to $1 billion to put more American troops there. Russia's recent aggression has Europe worried it'll need more muscle. Kate Davidson joins us from Washington with more. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mark.
So obviously the president is going to be hearing a lot from allies in Europe, worried about Russia. What does he want to do?
Well, the White House is calling this a European reassurance initiative. And the thing Europe needs reassurance about, of course, is Russia. So today the president announced he wanted to pre-position more equipment in Europe, expand training exercises with allies, and increase U.S. military personnel rotating through Europe.
And so he's talking with NATO countries, but it's also about reassurance for the other countries. Explain that.
Right. President Obama said he also wanted to step up partnerships with countries like Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia as they provide for their own defense. And of course, all this comes at the same time that Russia and Ukraine are trying to find a way to settle Kiev's multi-billion-dollar gas bill.
And put this all in context, because obviously they're trying sanctions. There are other non-military efforts that they're doing. And look ahead to what's coming next.
Sure. Well, President Obama said that what he called further provocation from Russia could be met with additional sanctions. He said Russia has a responsibility to prevent the flow of militants and weapons into Ukraine. And President Obama is actually scheduled to meet the president-elect of Ukraine tomorrow. All of this precedes what could be a pretty awkward meeting of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, as they gather to mark the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion later this week.
Kate Davidson, thanks very much.
You're welcome.